Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Matthew 22:37, you must love. When a lawyer asked Jesus what the greatest commandment was, he replied that he must love God, others, and himself. Observe that he said, you must love. This tells you a lot about the true nature and behavior of love. If love can be commanded, then it can't only be emotional or a matter of feelings. Genuine love is much more than feelings. It's a matter of the will. That's why Jesus could command us to express it. It's a commandment followed by a commitment. Although feelings are important, true love functions regardless of how we feel. In his book, The Fred Factor, Mark Sanborn writes, I learned a long time ago that liking people and loving them are different. Liking someone is an emotional response. Unlike love, like is a feeling. The tough part is that we can't control our emotions. We can control how we choose to express those emotions, but not the feelings themselves. A healthy person can choose to be angry and still choose to act lovingly. A feeling is a reaction. Maybe that's one reason Jesus didn't say, like your enemies. He knew that liking or not liking someone was not always in our immediate control. I have learned that love is, among other things, an action. I can love someone I don't necessarily like. I can do something or act towards that person in a certain way because I know it's the right thing to do, even if I don't feel warm and fuzzy doing it. And here's the thing. When you act lovingly towards another person, your emotions begin to line up with your actions. Go ahead, try it, and see. From Vision's Word for Today, love is a decision.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.